Both candidates for Leon County School Board District 2 say they would work together with schools to protect the rights of transgender students. In May, the U.S. Department of Education and Department of Justice mandated public schools to allow students to use the bathroom that matches their gender identity. The New York Times reports 21 states have sued against the mandate since, but former Fairview Middle School principal Roger Pinholster supports the department's call to address transgender students' rights. He says Leon County schools and their principals put a detailed protocol in place for these situations. This was put in place in response to a gender-neutral Fairview student who withdrew from school after being reprimanded for wearing a dress. And all they need to do now, Pinholster says, is put it into practice.
I don't think as principals we're all comfortable with everybody. And when we're comfortable and we trust each other, most of those problems are not going to go to the school board, are not going to make the paper, because we're going to work together as human beings to make sure every child has a chance to learn. So I think it's a matter of building trust and applying the policy.
But Pinholster does say the district needs to keep these students in mind when building new facilities.
You know, we just built a gym at Sale and a gym at Second Chance. I don't think either one of them addressed that issue. They just built the traditional, restrooms and bathrooms.
While former Sale High School principal Roseanne Wood has experienced this situation head on.
I dealt with this as a principal. As I said, I was principal for 32 years, and many years ago, we had a transgender student. It was new to us, and how are we going to accommodate this student? And so, what we did, first of all, is I gave him the key to the staff bathroom because that was what worked for him and was comfortable. And so, I think at the school level, this isn't a huge issue, but when it comes, we need to address it.
Both candidates spoke on WFSU's Political Perspectives on Thursday. Listen to the entire podcast at WFSU.org. They also discuss their views on standardized testing, policies, and the budget. For WFSU News, I'm Tori Whitley.